WTLC AM Indianapolis.
Indy's choice for inspiration and praise.
AM 1310, The Light.
Welcome back to the second half of Afternoons with Amos. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here. You know, there's almost 300 school districts in the state of Indiana, and they've got to deal with all of what's going on with ISTEP, as well as make sure that their teachers are ready for whatever this test is going to be, how long it's going to be, how short it's going to be, make sure their students are prepared. Dr. Sean Smith is one of those 300 school superintendents across the state of Indiana that's wrestling with all of this. I don't know whether that's caused his hair to start turning gray or what have you. The superintendent joins me live. Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Amos.
I got to ask you, how are you guys coping out there on the northeast side with all of this?
Well, we're used to it, Amos. We know that change is inevitable, and our teachers and administrators make these adjustments. Well, we did it, you know, 5-6 years ago when we had the other test, and we'll certainly be able to make the transition to the new assessment. But certainly some of the things that are going on right now are of great concern for us.
Are you guys concerned that your teachers and your test coordinators have been preparing for this long test, and obviously it's a long test broken out over several weeks, over 2 months. And now you don't know whether all the questions are going to count, whether you're going to have to pass out booklets with and put big X's through questions 10 through 12 and things like that.
Absolutely, Amos. And, you know, from the very beginning, we've been concerned about the amount of time that this test was going to require of our students. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just want you to think about this. We were anticipating to receive the test starting Wednesday through Friday that they would be delivered to us.
Right.
And think about all the hundreds and hundreds of people, probably thousands of people we have, that are prepared to divide the test up, prepare it, set up the practice test for the youngsters. And we really don't know as of today what that really means. And so a lot of uncertainty right now within our organization.
Let me ask you about that, because I did mention earlier in the program, we talked to Scott Elliott with Chalkbeat Indiana, and I thought that around this time the actual test materials would have been delivered and y'all are locking them up in safes and stuff. Maybe explain to the audience from the perspective of a school district, how do you prepare for standardized tests like ISTEP? Because I think all parents know is their kids are told that on a certain day for maybe an hour or so, they're taking that ISTEP test, they go down the room. How do you guys have to prepare for all this?
Oh, that's a good question, Amos, and I can speak to that from the district level as well as being a building principal.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very massive process that requires a great deal of security,
right?
Because the assessments are not given to the teachers. We collect all those materials, we secure them in a very safe, locked up place, and to massively push those out to 15,000 students in a school corporation is just enormous. It requires every single staff member in a school to help make sure that happens.
So you guys had a timeline, you know, ready. Everybody knew what they were going to do on February, this and that, and now you guys are in limbo?
Well, we're certainly going to have to make an adjustment, as we're well aware, but we do have a plan, okay? And plan is all ready. We have dates, timelines, rooms, everything is ready to go. Because this is our world right now. We understand that we are being held accountable and that we have to give the kids assessments. Amos, one concern that I have is I don't think people understand the depth and scope of time that it takes for young people to take these assessments. And even more when we think about some of our students with special needs. If I'm an autistic kid, this assessment for a normal kid sounds like it's going to take us 10-plus hours. It could be double that amount of time for a kid with a disability, because we give the test to all of our students.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's of great concern for me as a superintendent. If I had a child with special needs, I'd be very concerned about it. And what will that mean when we get those results back as it relates to that student?
Let me use third graders as an example. So does a whole third grade class in one of your schools go to a separate room? Do they bring the test materials into the third grader? What's the practicality of it? Because I think a lot of listeners, all they think about is when they had to take a standardized test, and it's in their eyes not the way it is maybe in the real world.
Well, specifically for Lawrence Township, that's 1,200 kids,
mm-hmm.
and that is in one grade level, and they're going to be with their teachers. We don't have any other place. It's hard to move them around to other parts of the building when the fourth graders, fifth graders, and sixth graders in my school district are taking the assessment at the same time.
Mm.
So it's very difficult for us to move those kids, and they're with their teachers in order to make that happen.
And so the part that's on the computer, they got to go to the computer room.
Well, we're very fortunate in our secondary schools, for our middle schools, we have the devices, the one-to-one devices, so each of our kids has a device.
Ah, okay.
For the elementaries, we're very fortunate where many of our schools, we have the ability to bring in the laptops, but we do use traditional computer labs for some of the assessments in some of our schools.
Now, they tell me some of these new computer questions look like if I were going out to Dave and Buster's and play a video game. Have you played with the stuff?
I have not played with the computer version. I've seen some of the questions, and I've had some of my schools give the test to some of our teachers, and we were all very, very concerned about what we were reading. This is going to be a tough assessment, and everyone has to understand that. We're pushing Indiana standards to a whole nother level.
How then do we prepare the community? In other words, if you're telling everybody that's in Lawrence Township, and by extension, I know you're speaking, you know, for a lot of your fellow superintendents
mm-hmm.
all across the state, that this is a tougher test, and probably some of your teachers probably went, huh? When they went through the test questions. First of all, how do you prepare kids for that? And then when the results come back, if a student that's an A student suddenly cratered on this test, how do you bring back their self-esteem?
Well, Amos, as I mentioned earlier, we're used to this.
Okay.
We know that we have to give the assessments, and our teachers and students and families take great pride in it. The difficulty you have is that this one's a little bit different because the standards are extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
But we look at it we have to just be real. There's nothing we can do about it. We know we're going to have to give the assessment. We will look at it from the standpoint as a baseline,
right.
and we will prepare our kids going forward, no matter what the results are going to be. We have great teaching and work that's going on every single day in our schools, and we will use this assessment to help us get better at what we do. As it relates to the students, when I talk with families, I've got kids as well. As a matter of fact, I have two kids of my own that will have to take the assessment,
mm-hmm.
is that you learn every day,
right.
and just simply do your very best on the assessment. We try to keep anxiety very low if we can. It's kind of tough with this one because as we become more high stakes and we talk about the letter grades, and the letter grades are tied to how well kids perform on standardized tests, we do have to realize that there's going to be a little bit of pressure put on the students and the teachers. But as a superintendent, my principals, we work very hard with our staff to make sure that they stay focused on what's important. And that is what they teach every day, not just the assessment, but the great things that they're doing on a daily basis.
We're talking with Dr. Sean Smith, the superintendent of Lawrence Township. Superintendent, while I'm talking to you, I'm monitoring Twitter. And Rich Van Wyk of Channel 13 just tweeted out a photo of some CTB McGraw-Hill boxes arriving at some school. He didn't identify what district, but it's these blue and white boxes. They sound familiar?
Well, we know the routine, Amos, and that's part of the process, absolutely.
So that means folk are getting them.
Yes.
It's called, how do you cut questions when they already got the... Yeah, I know you can't answer that. You're just going to sit there and... While I got you here, what other good things are going... Because at Lawrence Township, you like to tweet out good news. What's some of the good news in Lawrence Township while I got you here?
Well, Amos, we're certainly very, very proud of the work that we do in the school district as it relates to our career in technology, school McKenzie,
yeah.
The great things that we have going on in both of our high schools. We're celebrating this year that we were in A district, the hard work of all of our wonderful teachers and administrators. And we do have coming up, Amos, something that's real near and dear to our heart is our school showcase for our magnet schools, which will take place on February 21st from 1:30 to 4. So please shout that out to all of our Lawrence Township residents that please come over. We'll be here at our LECC building, our central office, that we will have that showcase and you can learn about all the great things that are going on in our schools.
And are you all still assuming that you're going to start ISTEP on the 25th? I mean, oh, it's a big window, so you could hang late a few days or just wait to see what's going to happen.
Well, Amos, we will wait to hear word from our friends and colleagues at the Indiana Department of Education. Right now, we haven't received any guidance, and as superintendent, I'm going to certainly have my team ready to go no matter what.
So that means your third through eighth graders get a few more days brushing up on stuff.
We will certainly take advantage of it, Amos, if that's what we're going to receive.
Superintendent Dr. Sean Smith, superintendent of Lawrence Township Schools, because we wanted the listeners to get a sense of what you and the other 299 school superintendents, as well as all the heads of charter schools and private schools in Indiana, are wrestling. And I know there's a lot of emails and phone calls and, hey, what you doing? And you know, and sharing going on, as because you all want to do the best for the over 1 million Hoosiers students in our schools.
Absolutely, sir.
Superintendent, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Amos.
All right, 239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon's name is